Yeah, well, what's not to like about getting together with the club for breakfast? That sounds like a great time. Well, it's good that you're making those contacts and building those relationships with the club. Yeah, we were up there last weekend as well. We came home on Monday. I'm so tired of driving. I kind of wish the missus would have drove me up to Ann Arbor. Because in the last 3 weeks, we've gone up to Akiak, back to Milan. Within a little over 24 hours from Milan to Buffalo. From Buffalo to Milan. A day and a half later, Milan to Akiak. Akiak back on Monday. Tuesday I was off to Mooresville, North Carolina. I got for work. I got back from there yesterday. And I put on about 3,000 miles in the last 3 weeks. And I really feel ready to be done driving. And yesterday some lady, as soon as the light turned yellow, she slammed on her brakes, and I was unable to avoid her. I almost did just a hard maneuver to the right, and it was really mostly superficial damage. But yeah, so that made yesterday really suck. You know, the car's 100% drivable and everything, but like, man. Another reason I'm just ready to be done driving for a little bit.
Roger. Well, I'm curious. I don't know how far Buffalo is, but from Ann Arbor to Eagle Harbor is 575 miles, but I did break it up going up there. I drove, I left here noonish on Wednesday, stopped and saw my sister-in-law in Petoskey. She was thrilled to have company, as always. And she's going to be down here in another week to pick up her favorite cousins in the world who are coming up here from Texas for a visit. That'll be good for her. And I might even meet them. But then I drove from Petoskey to Eagle Harbor on Thursday, and I was in touch with my friend's widow up there, and she at one point offered to fly me up, and I thought about it, and said, I'll be more flexible if I just take my own car. And I'm glad I did that, because I got a phone call from her around 6 p.m. on Thursday, that she had just broken her ankle. So she managed the memorial event and the funeral all from a wheelchair. And they're going to screw her ankle back together on Monday. And the only good thing is that a lot of people up there stayed around for the funeral, and they're going to stay around to help her. So she needs the human contact. So in 6 days I put 1,450 miles on my car.